Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Bye. Good Lord, Jesus, Lord.
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B. Show.
What do you got for him, Big Billy?
Well, so my thing right now is animal attacks.
Okay? Yeah.
They seem to be happening quite a bit. Now, we do have some sort of data from the experts.
Yes.
This is from Good Morning America. They say the uptick in human-shark interactions has been occurring on the shores of the Atlantic Ocean off Long Island, New York, so much so that the beaches have closed to surfers, lifeguards, and swimmers alike. At least five shark attacks have occurred in the Northeast since June 30th. Further south in Keaton Beach, Florida, a teen survived a shark bite after punching the shark in the nose.
Damn!
That's tough. On Wednesday, a dead great white washed ashore on Kismet Beach on Fire Island. The increase in activity may have those seeking relief from the sweltering heat wondering if it's safe for the summer. Guess what? Here is why there seems to be more shark attacks on the East Coast this summer.
Oh, let me try to figure it out.
According to experts.
I'm going to try to figure it out. Are the sharks attacking people because global warming?
You need to give yourself the ding ding. Well done.
Thank you.
It says global warming may play a factor. Oh, and then it also says, while there is no data to suggest this.
Right. How are the experts saying it may?
Dude, that is
But we don't have any evidence.
That is the new... This climate change thing is the
new thing.
Why
don't they just say racism is why?
Well,
that's another, hot topic, button issue, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It says there may be other factions in which the warmer waters cause sharks to venture closer to human beings. Marine biologist from Arizona State says that much of the marine life existing beneath the surface are tied to specific ranges in temperature, meaning that species are going to rearrange their locations as conditions change. So I don't know. There's from New York to Florida.
I know, but
I mean,
but why are there more shark attacks? So
it says they tend to prefer colder waters.
I know, but there's people. Why aren't they biting the people up there? Why aren't they biting?
And they're down here too. So I'm telling you, there was that Project Veritas website.
Yeah,
nobody likes them, or a lot of people say they're bull crap for whatever reason. I don't know why. It's just videos of people talking, but they say that they're at it. But one CNN guy said that
it's fake news, man.
Yeah, now that COVID's done, climate change is the next thing they'll be pushing. It's climate change all the time.
If you look, there's a cycle. If you look every decade, there's a new fear thing. All right, and you could look at it like in the 60s, it was war, and it was. The threat in the 50s, it was nuclear war was the fear thing, right? That we're going to get an atom bomb dropped on us, or a nuclear bomb dropped on us. And then the 60s, it was, I'm trying to think, there was, I wasn't there then, but there was the Vietnam War, and there was also something else going on. Civil rights, I guess, was going on big time in the 60s. And then I saw a chart where they were showing, like, every decade what the big media thing was. I know the 90s, it was the ozone layer big time in the 90s that we had the ozone layer. We had 10 years and it was going to, that's it. We're all going to die if we didn't reverse it. And then that kind of just went away. And then,
with that, they did get rid of the PFCs and the aerosols.
Right.
And they attributed it to that. And then they said that, I guess it repaired itself when they stopped using that. I don't know.
And cows stopped farting for a while.
Listen, that's what they attribute it to. Okay, fine. I'm willing to accept that. But honestly, I don't believe anything anymore. It kind of sucks because I'll hear something. Okay. Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it could be. But I saw
a report today that said the Biden administration, they're expecting them to announce a state of emergency for monkeypox. And when I saw that, I just went, I'm good. I'm good because you don't breathe it in. You get it mainly from having sex with people. Sorry. Like, why is that a state of emergency? Like, they didn't shut the country down for AIDS, and it was pretty damn brutal in the 80s. Oh, by the way, that was one of the big ones in the 80s as far as the media stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm expecting something. I guess they're going to jump back on global warming. They do
touch on this article, too, that it might just be more people in the water, too.
Yeah, we have a lot more people in the world.
Well, I think it's more people maybe moving to the East Coast or something, and Florida in particular. But
yeah,
New York is getting a lot of attacks too, and that's a state where people are fleeing from. So I don't know, man.
And they're talking about like it's 97 degrees outside, global warming. It's July. It's this hot every July.
Oh, even here it's like 94.
Every July, though. Yeah. It was like this in the 90s. It's hot, man.
Yeah, I saw this is something, too. I don't know if it's real or not. I can't prove it, so I don't know. But it was they were talking about the European heat wave that's going on right now.
Yeah. And
they had these temperatures that were in Celsius, so stupid, whatever, however they use their thermometer thing over there. And it had red blotches all over the place.
Yeah.
And then they had one from 3 years ago with higher temperatures that didn't have the red blotches all over it. You know, it was just normal.
Yeah, I saw Paul Delgado talking about the London heat wave, and he goes, yeah, it's a high pressure system, the same thing that causes heat waves here. And he said in like 5 or 6 days, it'll be back to their normal summer pattern. Like,
yeah, but they're going to attribute that high pressure system to climate.
Yeah, everybody, you start freaking out when Dennis Quaid goes to New York, you know, and tries to save his son, and you know, then the tsunami hits, and the Statue of Liberty flies to a building and a museum, and then half the world freezes over, and tornadoes hit L.A. and hit a news reporter in the face.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. So that's why there's more shark attacks, because of climate change. While there's no data to show this, that's what they're running.
Stay out of their home. Is this why alligators are eating everybody lately, too? Climate change?
Alligators. You got lightning striking people a lot. Even seems like more than usual. What about monkeys? Johnny B.
Yeah.
Ask about monkeys in southwestern Japanese city. Where is it here?
I don't think
people
it matters.
Southwest Japanese. Oh, they don't say it's southwestern Japanese city.
They don't want to offend anybody.
They've come under attack from monkeys that are trying to snatch babies,
dude.
Biting and clawing at flesh and sneaking into nursery school.
Dude, I saw in India they're like that too. In parts of India, the monkeys are like panhandlers but aggressive. They travel in packs of like 100, and they go into like these busy marketplaces, and they basically shake your ass down. You have to give them food or they'll whoop your ass. It's a problem.
They have this creepy photo. It's the town is Yamaguchi, Japan.
Uh-huh.
There's this creepy video of a monkey looking in a window trying to get in.
Whew!
It's bizarre. There have been 58 attacks on people since July 8th, and it's getting so bad there that City Hall has hired a special unit to hunt the animals with tranquilizer guns.
Dude,
kill them!
Dude, yeah!
Shoot them with a gun. Kill them.
It's Japan. Are there not any ninjas anymore?
I guess not.
You need monkey ninjas. That's how you take care of them.
So,
1,000 ways of death.
What do you think? You know, you set up a trap, maybe put some food in it. They like food. That's what they want.
I mean, I know they're the closest animals to us DNA wise, and they're very intelligent. They could use sign language and all that stuff, but they're still lower on the food chain. We should be able to whip these monkeys' asses.
Listen, climate change is taking away their food supply. That's what it
is. They're hot. They're furry.
They want it inside to get AC.
I need a baby. I need to eat a baby to cool off my monkey fur.
Well, these monkeys aren't interested in food.
Oh.
So the traps have not worked. They have targeted.
Why do they want babies then?
They've targeted children and the elderly. They, let's see. This person says The city official said that they are so smart, they tend to sneak up and attack from behind, often grabbing at your legs.
Oh, man, I'll whoop a monkey's ass. You grab my leg.
Well, what should you do if you're confronted by a monkey?
Kick it!
Number one, do not look them in the eye.
What?
Make yourself look as big as possible, such as spreading open your coat and then back away as quietly as possible without making any sudden moves.
Are you picturing like a little Japanese lady?
Yes.
Opening up her coat and we're
You need to drop another nuke on that city.
Oh, my God, Will!
Get rid of the monkey.
Too soon!
There was a woman that was assaulted by a monkey while hanging laundry on her veranda. Another victim showed bandaged toes. They were taken aback and frightened by how big and fat the monkeys were. They're
oh my
fat
God.
Monkeys.
Come on! They got Lizzo monkeys over
Lizzo
there?
Lizzo fat monkeys.
Why are they so fat?
I don't know. I guess
climate
they're getting
change,
in climate.
Will.
That's right. That's right. Of course. Of course. The monkeys.
These hot ass hungry monkeys.
The monkeys terrorizing the community are Japanese macaque monkeys.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Not the macaque.
They are often pictured peacefully bathing in hot springs. One male
a
monkey.
Big fat macaque?
One male macaque measuring 49 centimeters. Pretty big.
That's a big macaque. Miss you, Jugaraba.
Yes, in a height and weighing 7 kilograms, was caught on Tuesday by a team with a tranquilizer gun. It was judged by various evidence that one of them had to be put to death. All of them should die.
This is a war. I would like a face-to-face with that big fat macaque. You know what I mean?
You would. That's a new sounder. Thank you very much.
Fisticuffs, me and you, big, fat, obese macaque.
No one has been seriously injured so far, but all have been advised to go to the hospital for treatment. Ambulances were called in some cases. Although Japan is an industrialized nation, a fair portion of the land is in the mountains and forests. No one seems to know why the attacks occurred. I can guess why. Climate change.
I'm ashamed of all of these ninja movies that I watched growing up, where some of them bled over into our soundboard, Will. Where are they at? Where's Shokasugi when you need him? Why isn't he praying for death on these fat-ass monkeys? Why are they running through this beautiful country? They need to be put in their place. You know what I mean?
ASAP.
Back to the jungle, monkey. You with Tarzan now. You can't be in the street just trying to steal old people and babies. Where are the sumo wrestlers? You know what I mean?
They should eat them. Kill
them.
That's
what I'm saying. Monkey steaks, Will.
They're too fat.
Fat-ass monkeys? Ooh, well-marbled monkey. Some monkey and rice. I'd eat that tonight.
Two new studies provide more evidence that the coronavirus pandemic originated in a Wuhan, China market where live animals were sold. Further bolstering the theory that the virus emerged in the wild rather than escaping from a Chinese lab that worked on coronaviruses.
Please stop this. We're going to get canceled.
I swear to God, that's what's this is what's happening. It's the news. Why would they lie?
Uh-huh.
The research published online on Tuesday by the journal Science shows that the Wuhan seafood wholesale market was the likely epicenter of the virus that's now killed 6+ million people. Not as much as climate change, but close. Scientists conclude that the virus that causes COVID-19 likely spilled from animals into people two separate times.
Accidentally.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
No sort
they
of.
They weren't modified.
Nope.
You know, they didn't definitely put anything in there, you know.
Yep. And one study, which incorporated data collected by Chinese scientists.
God damn it. No. No.
China.
No. We'll have this hate speech.
The University of Arizona evolutionary biologist Michael Worobi and his colleagues used mapping tools to estimate that the locations of more than 150 of the earliest COVID-19 cases from December 19. They also mapped cases from January to February and blah, blah, blah. And they said it came from the seafood market. Now, wasn't a seafood market like right across the street from the Wuhan lab of virology?
I didn't Google image it or anything, but Will, it couldn't have possibly generated from the seafood market. You know why?
Why?
Global warming.
That's right.
Nobody's at the seafood market. It's hot as hell.
They call it climate change.
You want bat wing soup? You get it from Uber Eats.
Climate change. Not global. They don't call it global warming.
My bad.
It's climate change.
I apologize.
Let's see here. It says the pandemic's origins remain controversial, but some scientists believe that a lab leak is more likely. And others remain open to both possibilities.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Huh.
Let's see. They said that the pair of studies kind of puts to rest, hopefully, the lab leak hypothesis.
Huh.
Yeah. These two studies really provide compelling evidence for the natural origin, said this guy. What's his name? Matthew Aloita. He's at the University of Minnesota. Yeah. He looks a lot like Bill Gates. And he kept talking about climate change and bugs and eating bugs is good for you and sell your car.
Okay.
You don't need a car because it's climate change.
Well, I got to drive to get the bugs. You know what I mean?
Well, no. You got to, they'll ship them to you. Don't worry about it. They'll ship them to you for
Amazon
free.
Amazon them bugs?
Eat them. Eat the bugs.
Not doing it.